Part 4. Directions. You will hear some short talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each short talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our special community event here on this Children's Day. As I look around, I cannot help but say how wonderful it is to see many children from our community holding the hands of their parents and grandparents. It provides me with great pleasure to see you all. Now, before we begin with the main attraction of the day, I'd like to remind all the parents that we will be holding classes every Thursday for those who wish to do a little extra for their children. As most of you, the parents, know and agree, it is vital that we instill in our children the special qualities each and every single one of them possesses. We as parents should help our children achieve their dreams and visions. And for this reason, we have set up special classes for the parents to learn how to bring out the best in their children. If any parents are interested, please talk to us today. Now, let's get back to today's agenda and bring out the person everyone here is waiting for. Would everyone give a big hand of applause for Teddy the Clown?
Number 71. Who would most likely be listening to this talk? Number 72. How often will the class mentioned be held? Number 73. What are those interested in the class asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to thank the concerned citizens of Barry County for coming to today's Environmental Committee meeting. Like you, all council members here, including myself, take environmental safety seriously, which is why we have taken the time to arrange this public meeting and have also invited Gus Gian from the Ministry of Health to our meeting to answer any questions or to discuss further any concerns you may have. Gus, the Director of Public Environmental Health and Safety at the Ministry, has brought with him today a list of things people can do to lower the levels of risk of public environmental health. In recent times, the Ministry of Health has seen the status of the environment deteriorate, which in turn has had an adverse health effect on the citizens of Barry County. The item that is on the top of Gus's list is toxic sprays. More and more, people are using toxic sprays to paint their cars and homes. However, after the toxic spray cans are used, they are irresponsibly tossed into the garbage without undergoing separate detoxification measures before they are thrown out. Mr. Gian will now tell us more in detail about what we can do to help the environment.
Number 74. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 75. Who is Mr. Gian? Number 76. According to Gus's report, what is considered to be most harmful to the environment? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Could I have your attention, everyone? An emergency situation has occurred on the 10th floor, and I ask everyone at this time to leave what you are doing and proceed toward the nearest exit out of the building. This situation does not pose any immediate danger, but as a safety precaution, we are asking everyone to evacuate the building. So, please do not panic, but walk calmly to the nearest staircase out of the building. Please do not take the elevators. Now, once you are outside, please make sure all the members of your department have arrived safely. If by any chance anyone is missing, please report the missing person to your immediate supervisors. Thank you, and we will let you know the progress of the situation as it occurs.
Number 77. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 78. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 79. When should a listener talk to the boss? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. The parking lot on the west side of our building will be closed starting from this Friday, January 25th, until March 15th due to construction. Therefore, those employees who enter the building from Midland Avenue must use the south entrance from Jane Street. Also, we ask everyone to please park your cars in our underground garage to allow our customers access to the parking spots on the ground floor. I know this will cause some inconvenience to our salespeople who come in and out of our building throughout the day. However, we do ask you to bear with this situation until the construction comes to its completion. Also, we'd like to make a suggestion for those employees who live near the office to leave their cars at home and take public transportation to work. One other option is to start carpooling. Anyway, think about it, and if you have any great ideas, please go and speak with our receptionist, Janice, anytime.
Number 80. When will the construction start? Number 81. According to the speaker, who will be mostly affected by the construction? Number 82. Which of the following is not mentioned by the speaker? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement.
First, I want to inform you of the good news that we have doubled our sales over the last 6 months. Yes, we have more than fulfilled our growth target, and it is with great pleasure that I congratulate you for your effort and the care you have taken in making this happen. In order to recognize this achievement and your performance, we have decided to invite all employees and their families to a special thank you buffet lunch at the Criterion Hotel. Please join us this Saturday for some excellent food and wine. I hope to see you all there.
Number 83.
What is the purpose of the announcement?
Number 84.
What has happened in the past 6 months?
Number 85.
What is going to happen this weekend?
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
I'd like to welcome you all to the annual golf championship, and I hope that you enjoy the week you will be spending with us. I would like to remind you that, due to security arrangements, it is essential to have your press identification cards with you at all times. If you forget your card, you will not be allowed to enter any press area. Press conferences will be held at the end of play every day. All reporters will be able to question the selected competitors in the press room. Please indicate that you have a question by raising your hand. A tournament official will pass you a microphone when it is your turn, and please ensure that your mobile phones are off during question sessions.
Number 86.
Who most likely is listening to this talk?
Number 87.
How long is the event supposed to last?
Number 88.
What does the speaker ask the listeners to do?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
We would like all employees to note that our management has decided to expand the snack bar into a full lunchroom service. There will be several hot main courses, salads, desserts, and hot and cold drinks on offer every day. Prices will be kept to a minimum. We trust that our employees will not only enjoy the food and atmosphere, but also the convenience of having healthy and tasty meals available in the building. A daily menu will be posted on the notice board in the staff room. We hope that you will appreciate this expansion of our services to our valued employees.
Number 89.
Who is the intended audience for this talk?
Number 90.
Which of the following was not mentioned by the speaker when mentioning the menu?
Number 91.
According to the speaker, where will the listeners be able to see the information?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome, all of you, and thank you for making the effort to come so promptly. As all of you know, we have to move out of this building by the end of the month because the owner is asking too much money for rent. And you also know how difficult it is to rent a place in this city at an affordable price. The head chef and I have spent a lot of time trying to find premises that are both in the right location and have the character we need to maintain the tradition of our restaurant. Well, you'll be happy to hear that we've found the ideal location. After weeks of fruitless searching, we heard of a first-floor site which was originally a French restaurant near the local theater. We contacted the agents immediately and inspected the site. It's great, and we've signed a 3-year contract. So let's get busy. We have a lot of work to do. Thanks again for your commitment.
Number 92.
What is the purpose of the talk?
Number 93.
What is going to happen at the end of the month?
Number 94.
What is mentioned about the place?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning. As I'm sure you are aware, the gallery's management committee has requested an engineering survey of the site and its facilities. The aim of this survey is twofold. First, to find remedies for certain serious problems which have resulted in damage to the building and parts of the collection. Secondly, to consider how the facilities can be improved. I have to report to you that the structure of the building requires immediate attention. Neglect has resulted in serious damage. I know that the necessary renovations will be expensive, and funding is a problem. But my consultants are certain that, if we act now, far more serious and expensive repairs can be avoided.
Number 95.
According to the speaker, what is the goal of the survey?
Number 96.
What does the result of the survey report?
Number 97.
What does the consultant advise?
Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
Today's busy lifestyles make it hard to get enough exercise. And yet, increased levels of stress make physical activity more important than ever. But where are we to find the time? The answer is multitasking. By multitasking, doing two or even more things at once, it is possible to make our lives healthier. For example, you could ride a bike or walk to work. Cycling not only gives your body a workout, it is also a good way of relaxing. And it's a cheaper way to get to work. There are no parking fees. Ride to Work Day will be held next Thursday, the 16th of April. Why don't you join us? Anybody riding to work will be treated to a free, healthy breakfast in Federation Square. See you there.
Number 98.
According to the speaker, who would most benefit from multitasking?
Number 99.
Which of the following is not a benefit mentioned by the speaker in the example given?
Number 100.
What will those who participate in the event receive at no cost?